welcome to Wings Over Water, the Creativity and Recovery Show on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Wings Over Water is an ongoing experiment of the many, many ways that we can use our recovery to strengthen our creativity, and we can use our creativity to strengthen our recovery. My name is Kathy Moser. I'm a songwriter, artist, and person in long-term recovery, and your host for this show. And I'm really hoping that this is going to become our show and that we can together use this venue to help people connect and to support people in recovery who want to explore and deepen their creativity. I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you. Creativity, just like recovery, happens in community because life is a we program.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. I am your hostess with the most. Just really excited today to have as a guest on the show, Mr. Rob Robinson. He's a musician out of, where are you from? You're from Maryland, right? And he is using his music and his recovery and combining them together. Rob, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Kathy. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yay. So as I mentioned before, the show is an ongoing experiment of how does our recovery affect our creativity and how does our creativity affect our recovery. So I'd just like to ask you your thoughts on that. Like, what has been your experience in how those two things have interacted for you?
Well, you know, certainly I can say just by, you know, getting into recovery and just by staying sober, first of all, is a huge step in just getting things done. And you know, even through my days, I talk to people about this sometimes, even through my days of drinking and drugging, I would occasionally write a song and it would be, you know, it would be kind of good or okay. I mean, people would respond to it in some way or another, but there was never that sustained effort to really get involved in creativity as far as a full collection or you know, just being able to put anything out or just be reliable. We know how that goes when we're in that place. But I can tell you that when I started to put together time, you know, consistent sober time, that it just allowed me to reflect so much on life and what was going on. And it just really enhanced my ability to create and stay consistent as well, which really ultimately is what we're after, because that's how we finish projects, you know, by staying consistent.
Right. So you said you were making music beforehand and you would have good ideas, but you couldn't necessarily follow through on them. How do you feel in terms of being clean and sober now? Has it changed your relationship with your actual creativity? And the reason I'm asking is, certainly we encounter this myth in the culture that if you're using drugs and alcohol to access your creativity, then if you stop drinking and drugging, you might lose your creativity. And I'm not talking about just the ability to execute and the ability to show up, but I'm talking about the actual ability to create. How do you feel about that? Do you have to renegotiate that relationship with your creativity or treat it any differently once you stop using?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything changed when I got sober and you know, and in a lot of ways I didn't, you know, I really didn't do much of anything in the first, you know, 6 months or so of sobriety. It was just, you know, go to meetings and, you know, get involved with the steps and things like that. But as I started to revisit the music thing, it was slow, you know, you know, I can't say that, well, I mean, I guess there was some things I had to write about early on, you know, as far as new perspectives on life and things like that. But, you know, songwriting, I guess, over the last 6 years plus or whatever, has really, you know, changed for me. I've paid attention to other ways of writing, and because, yeah, I mean, sometimes I don't feel that, I don't feel like the way I used to. So it's kind of hard to explain, I guess. It just, there has been a process of change for me. And there have been times where I've sought out or listened to other songwriters and the way that they go about things, and you know, got to apply some of those things to what's going on with me today.
Huh. So what I think I'm hearing you say is that, like, the way that you used to do it isn't, like, available to you anymore, and that you had to sort of seek out, which is like an open-mindedness, right? That's a great quality that our recovery can offer us, to thinking of other ways to get there, other ways to do it, other tools to use, other ways to access your creativity.
Hello, all you wonderful people out there in Radio Land. This is your favorite guest, co-host slash editor Gypsy, and speaking of using different tools, I'd like to interject a little musical interlude here. This is Rob Robinson, our interviewee's song Catching a Ride.
Feeling the pulse of a rumbling sound, making its way along the frozen ground, kicking and a screaming with a hard cold steel, while my thoughts are sparking like a grinding wheel. Catching a ride. Passing the time through a sleepless night, fighting with the demons that are in my sight. The moon is illuminating trees in the wind. There's a naked branch hanging in the cold of a sin. I can hear the wheels again as they move the night, while a river of stars fades in lullabies. A million dreams are racing to the light. There is something inside holding my mind. Catching a ride, staring at a clear in the southern sky. A twinkle from a star just makes me wanna cry. A moving silhouette to come across my wall. The engine of this train ever gonna stall? I can hear the wheels again as they move the night, while a river of stars fades in lullabies. A million dreams are racing to the light. There is something inside holding my mind. Again, as they move the night, playing out like someone's final lullaby. Fallen angels drift around the night. They'll be back in your graves in just a little while. I'm catching a ride. Catching a ride.
I mean, I think it's hard to really put a, figure out what it is that I'm trying to say. I mean, when you're drinking and drugging, and you're even if I was sitting down to write a song, and I wasn't necessarily drunk, because oftentimes if I was drunk, I wouldn't do anything like that. But like during that time period, my mind was still clouded because life was clouded. So you sit down and you pick up your guitar and you want to start writing something or putting some thoughts out, and it's just your mindset is different. And even the way, you know, and I've always approached writing as a simultaneous thing where I pick up the guitar first and I strum a chord, and then a thought or something comes out, and then you know, and during those days, I mean, let's face it, the thoughts that were coming out were, you know, were desperate at times, or just, you know, my way of looking at life was just completely different. So, you know, creativity has taken on a new look, no doubt about it. And I've had to actually find new ways and listen to other writers and the way that they go about things to basically move forward.
You know, you bring us to a place that I don't think anyone else that we've interviewed has, which is what I'm kind of hearing you say is that because you've had to be open-minded and look for these new tools, what I imagine, and I know this is true for myself, is that actually in the long run, because you had to find a different way to access your creativity and be open-minded and be teachable and try a lot of different, maybe try some different things that you wouldn't have tried otherwise, because your old way of accessing isn't there, that in the long run, there's no way that's not going to make you a better artist. Or let me just say, in the long run, that has to make you a better artist, because you just have more tools, you have more colors to paint with, you have more ways to access things. You know, you have more exposure to different ideas, and there's really no way that cannot enhance your creativity. So to me, like, that's a way in which the process of recovery sort of, in some ways, may have forced you to become a better artist, you know?
Absolutely. More and just generally speaking, or, you know, when we get into recovery, I mean, we have to be open-minded towards new things. And, you know, it's part of, well, I guess you don't have to be, but let's just put it this way. It's suggested, and our literature in the program suggests that we, you know, remain open-minded and not try to compare ourselves out, or, you know, all that stuff that we talk about in recovery. And so, you know, it kind of just forces its way into other areas of your life. So, you know, yeah, and it's been a blessing for me to have new ways of looking at things. And I'm kind of going through a period right now with my writing where, you know, I'm listening to so many artists that I go like, man, I wish I could write like that, or I wish I could come up with stuff like that. And I've just started to kind of recall a couple sessions that I sat in where I listened to a songwriter say, hey man, you should try this, or you should approach it this way. And it takes a little more time and patience, but the end result is something new and different. And that's, I think as artists, that's what we're always after is, you know, we kind of get tired and bored of the same thing all the time. So we're trying to find something new and new ways of creativity.
Speaking of new ways of creativity and the tools of recovery that help us believe in those, we now are going to air for the very first time Rob Robinson's new song, I Believe.
Upon your house tonight, I never knew the face of life I would come to see in the softness of your light. I think I saw my days and nights. I believe took the darkness from my mind. You got to me in time. That's what they're telling me. I felt the tears roll from my eyes. Never meant to say goodbye. My apologies.
I could stand along with you. Lift my heart up to the sky, above the stars now, through the night. Bring your love to me. And I believe that you came to me to free my mind. Oh, so to let me be. Here I am, I'm shaking. And every chance I've been taking, every fear I hold inside, you just keep on loving me, no matter what I want to be, 'cause you're always right there, right there.
Send an email to Kathy Moser at mac.com and we'll put it up on the show's site or feature it in the listening to listeners part of the next show. Now back to the interview.
So it seems to me like, and I know it's true for myself, but that process of kind of, I felt it was like renegotiating my relationship with my recovery was awkward. And also one of the things, I mean, I hesitate to say this, but this is, you know, the truth is powerful. One of the things I liked about drugs and alcohol and creativity is it felt like it was instantly available to me. Like those flashes of brilliance were instantly available to me. I also say that, like, I say this when I perform and stuff, like, I definitely had brilliant ideas when I was high, but I can't find them. I don't know where they are, you know, because they're labeled on tapes that say something helpful, like Joe's house Thursday night. But I'm just wondering, like, what tools or what gave you the hope or the patience and the ability to wait through that process or to work through that process? And as you don't have that, like, that instant access anymore and that you have to, like, what helped you work through that?
Well, you know, it's so funny that you're mentioning this right now because, I'll just share this short little story. I got a call from a friend. Well, actually, I called him the other day, a friend who's struggling right now, you know, with his alcoholism, let's say. And he and I were friends a very long time ago, and we played music together. And I was talking to him about how I've progressed with music, and he was really happy to hear that. And I reminded him, I said, remember back when we were kids or young, you know, just even young, very young adults. And, you know, we said we had to be high or drunk to write or play music. And we thought that when we were, it was much better. And I don't know what that is, Kathy. I don't know. I mean, I think it's just an illusion, to be honest with you. And even creativity. Yeah, I mean, I suppose when you're sort of out of your mind a little bit, some bizarre things can come in and even culture over time suggests that, you know, you know, that sort of thing can, you know, lead to creativity or lead to some bizarre thoughts. I mean, yeah, I suppose so. But, you know, I think that people appreciate music and songs. They appreciate the truth in songs. And so while you do have to challenge yourself, I think, in a sober mind to be creative, especially with poetry or analogies or things like that, you need to speak the truth, too. And the truth will ultimately get through to people more than anything. And so there's the challenge, is to write truthful material and also try to color it with creativity. And it's not always easy. And to be honest with you, I'm in the midst of a couple new pieces of music right now that I've basically finished, and I look at it and I say, there's definitely got to be some ways I can color this a little bit more to make it a little more poetic or interesting or intriguing. And it's not always available to me right away, but I just kind of let it sit for a little while and see if there's anything inspiring that comes through. And maybe not, if at some point it doesn't, then I say, okay, I'm putting a stamp on this, and this is it. This is the way it's going to be. And you know, maybe next time.
Right. Well, that's, you know, I wanted to say to the listener and also to you, like, I don't want to say that, like, things are not instantly available anymore, because I definitely have that experience that when I surrender myself to the creative space, you know, and some of the recovery tools like meditation. Also, I love that you mentioned consistency, just showing up. I know, like, every time I show up in my studio, something gets better. And I can never tell you going in there what it's going to be. I had an experience this summer. I took a songwriting workshop with Peter Himmelman. And he
Oh, wow.
Is just, like, a completely he's not, you know, color outside the lines. Like, the guy's never seen a lion that he thought he had to color inside of, you know. And I took this workshop with him. And I went and wrote a song, and I got we got prompts, and then 20 minutes, and I got this prompt, which was Bruised Butterfly. And I went off and wrote a song in 20 minutes called Bruised Butterfly that is like nothing I have ever written. And
wow.
It's like totally, and I was completely sober, you know, when I did it. And so I just don't want to say to the listener, like, that those, it's more of a process, but that flash of inspiration is consistently accessible now, as opposed to, and also I know where it is. Like, I recorded it on my phone and I have the lyrics, unlike some other stuff I did when I was high that was, I'm sure, brilliant, but I got no idea where it is.
Oh, I know. That's fantastic. That's great. That's yeah, Peter Himmelman, I love. I'm not a very schooled on all of his stuff, but I can tell you, I know that one song, Impermanent Things, that I hear it on the coffee house station, and just a beautiful song. And I can only imagine that he has many other things that are wonderful.
Yeah. So the other question I've asked people is, how I believe that some of the tools, we have as recovering people are helpful to our creativity. But I'd also be interested in your thoughts are, do you think there's any tools that as a creative person are particularly helpful to you to maintaining and enhancing your recovery?
Journaling is something that they talk about, recovery, because our thoughts are so, most of our thoughts are, you know, everything is up in our head, and it's hard to really make sense. That's why talking to, you know, to other people and to a, you know, a therapist or whatever is good, because we get those thoughts out, or better yet, we put them on paper and we can look at them and we've released them. So yes, writing music, or, you know, whether it's poetry or writing songs, really helps me to see where I'm at, and or maybe what I'm thinking about, and how it's either, you know, it could be healthy at this point in time, or maybe not. Maybe I'm writing something and I finish the song and I go, geez, I'm not really in a good place right now. Maybe I need to slow down a little bit here. And I, you know, slowing down is often tough for me, because I really keep busy. But, I see some of that in my music. You know, I can tell when I'm in a good, peaceful, serene place, because I'm writing something, you know, like a song, like I Believe, like I just finished working on, is, you know, a song an experience about spirituality and finding faith in my higher power. And I can tell you that I'm not writing a song like that if my mind and my soul are just in chaos, or if I'm just... So that was a good time. That was a good place. And I saw that in that song. And sometimes I'll write something else where I can hear the conflict. I can see the conflict maybe that's going on with me. And that's just a little flag kind of saying like, hey, maybe you need to step up your meetings a little bit, or maybe you need to revisit some step work or something like that. Or maybe you just need to get down and pray a little bit more. You know, it's like all those things that we do in recovery, they can start to take a back seat sometimes. And that's often, you know, that the balancing act is often very difficult, especially if you're working a full-time job and you're trying to, you know, watch your music grow, or you're pushing to watch your music grow. You're getting out there, you're being aggressive and balancing that with everything in life is tough sometimes.
To close out, could you just tell me like what you're working on and where listeners can find your music?
Absolutely, Kathy. I've already started working on my next CD. I've got a couple tracks already completed for it.
And what's the previous CD is called? Catching a Ride?
Yes, that was called Catching a Ride, and it was a title track, and I just felt that using that title really just captured the essence of that collection of music, because part of it was part of that music was about while I was still drinking,
yep.
And part of that music was about recovery. So that was one thing. You can catch you can catch a ride. you can find the CD on all the typical places, iTunes and Amazon, and
great. I'll put a link up to it.
Yeah, and my website, which is robrobinsonmusic.com. Very simple. I'm like I said, I'm going to be touring through Tennessee in November, starting about November 10th. I head out for about a week and get some new things going on down there, or just kind of look and see what that's all about. Some good stuff going on. I'm looking forward to the coming year for sure.
Well, Rob Robinson, thank you so much for being a guest on Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels. We wish you the very best in all your music endeavors.
Thank you so much, Kathy. It's been my pleasure, and really, I appreciate it very much.